Okay, so I'm smoking by myself, and I decided to make a little TED Talk about weed, and why I love weed, and why weed's great, and why I smoke weed. And I want to try to make this for, like, on my therapist side of way. I understand what she thinks. Weed is a depressant, and it's not going to help me with my anxiety and my depression, and why I think she's kind of, she's not wrong, she's just got more research to do. Because on my side of weed, I understand the depressant side. I did a little research on weed being depressant. It's technically a depressant, but what it means by depressant is it's like a muscle relaxant. It's a neurological slower. It slows down your brain. It destimulizes your brain. It relaxes your muscles. I could pull up that article. I could pull up like 5 articles that I saved on why weed is a depressant. And then kind of combat why I understand why she thinks it's depressant, but it's not the depressant she thinks it is, as in making me more depressed. It's not a serotonin, like, or a dopamine, like, holder, backer. I don't really have the words now that I'm half high. But it is something that could cause, like, paranoia. Additional anxiety. It could make your depression worse if you were in a state of paranoia. And there are a lot of people who can't smoke weed. They're either allergic or they get such a bad reaction to it, either emotionally or just like because it is a does stop it. I'm sorry, I have 2 dogs in here. Psychologically affect people, psychologically stimulates them in the wrong way. And there is a handful of people out there just like that. It's the same with shrooms. It's the same with any fucking hallucinogen in this world. Handful of people can't deal with that. I already know I can deal with it. I'm on fucking Lexapro and I haven't killed anyone, so that A lets me know I'm fine. Because those are the same people who are very sensitive to other neurologically affecting drugs, such as antidepressants, or antipsychotics, or anti-anxiolytics, however you say that, anti-anxiety pills, things like that, like Ambien. Those are the same people who would lose their shit if they took Ambien. Because they're just predisposed to, like, a psychotic break somewhere, or they're predisposed to, like, a really psychosis event. Something biologically sets their chemicals off if it's slightly triggered, and yeah. Weed doesn't do that. Weed actually is the only time I feel pretty content and happy. And if I can't wake up without weed, I'd rather not wake up at all these days. And there's 2 types I generally take. I usually dab or I have flower. I don't do edibles bought in store. I do reclaim edibles from my dab tool. Because those edibles will make you fat. Not only will they make you fat, but they will trigger migraines because there's a lot of sugar usually in them. Even in the things that are sugar free, there's a lot of gelatin, and that is gluten, I guess, I think. There's just a lot of triggers. They're in really fattening food because they have to be decarboxylated, whatever. They have to be reheated. That's what I'm going to call it. They have to be reheated to get the THC out. They have to be heated for the THC to be activated. And then they have to be put it in a fatty substance so you can absorb it. But with Reclaim, you don't have to do any of those steps. You've already done those steps because I have cars, I have things, I'm sorry. Reclaim, Marley, you're too close to the thing. Reclaim is already heated up. It's already been activated. All you have to do is scoop it out, put it on whatever you want. And I've started taking Reclaim Tylenols. I have smeared Reclaim on Tylenol. I can now dose it almost because I understand, like, a lot of Reclaim and a little bit of Reclaim. I don't weigh it. I should probably start doing that if I really want to get really technical with it. But it it's really helpful. So those kind of body highs are really good for like trainer days, days I have to exercise, days I have to walk. Edibles are great for that. Dabs are great for days that I have to do schoolwork or have to focus, or I need that hour. I need to really not be upset or depressed in this 1 hour. I need to get stuff done. Dabs are great for that. I have to do concentrates because no one else in this house knows I smoke weed, and weed is not allowed here, technically, whatever. When it comes to flower is the best medicine so far for me. It is a 4 to 6 hour happy trip. It's also kind of sexual at this point because all of my muscles relax. That includes the muscles that control my vaginismus and my problems down there and my anxiety down there. And so with that being relaxed, I'm suddenly very horny and very wet all the time when I'm high. And so I'm getting all these gratitude things and I'm not getting enough negatives. Now I'm going to talk about the negatives that I do get when I don't have weed. And this is how I know I'm not addicted, because there are times where I can't afford it because I am buying it secretly. Can you stop breathing into the mic? These bad side effects I get are I'm irritable. Well, for multiple reasons, probably because I'm a budgeter and I'm very fickle, and I know that I should be able to afford it even though I'm buying it secretly. So when I can't because someone fucked up the budget, I'm probably irritable anyway. So I get more irritable. Bad night's sleep. I can't really sleep if I don't have weed, but that's not exactly true. I usually just use an alternative. I use some pain reliever because that's usually why I can't sleep, unless it's an insomnia or a migraine problem. And then for that, I'll use like some help. I'll use some Benadryl or something that makes me drowsy. And then it's just sad. Then I'm just kind of sad all the time. And that's the part that I'm like, I understand why she thinks weed is a depressant, but I know why I smoke weed. I know how I started smoking weed. And my first experience with weed was with my best friend and soul sister, Raven. And she, I randomly went to her house. I shouldn't have driven that day. I randomly went to her house like 4 years ago. Just panicking. And she had already been really experienced with weed. I had turned her down so many times. I said, no, I don't need it. You know, I don't want to get addicted, blah, blah, blah. I had my excuses, my normal people excuses, right? Before we all start, we're all scared, you know? Same, I could say the same for anything I tried that was completely new and changed my life erratically. Like my weight loss surgery. I denied weight loss surgery for 8 years before I was like, fuck this shit, let's do it. And now I don't regret it, because now I'm realizing a lot of things about weight loss and a lot of things about weight gain and a lot of, you know, I've learned. So with weed, I also, when I went there 4 years ago and I was having a panic attack and I drove there and I said, Ray, I can't breathe. I can't deal with this. It's too much stuff. I don't even remember what the situation was. And she literally sat me down and she gave me her bong and she says, I'm going to light it and you're going to take a deep breath. And then we're going to take one hit and then we're going to see how you feel. And that first hit was the most relaxed and safe and comfortable I ever felt in my life. And I was with my best friend and I told her after that first hit, I was like, oh my God, is this how you feel? Oh my God, I want to do this every day. I was like, I was ecstatic. And then we ordered food and then I was so high and fucking care about anything. And then I eventually went home. I think the next day, I think it's left over. But it was that for me. It was the antidepressant before the antidepressants, because at that point I wasn't on antidepressants yet. No one had died yet. I didn't deal with death yet. That's a whole different audio. But that's what weed started out for me, was to help me through the tough times, and that's what weed is continuing to be. Unfortunately, I guess I just got used to taking it every day, and there are days where I don't want it. There are days where I literally am like, I don't want this. I'm not gonna take this yet. I'll wait all the way. I can get all the way to 5 p.m. some days on those really good days. I can get to 5 p.m. without taking one hit. And it's amazing and it's great and it's fun when I do have those days, because then it reminds me, hey, you're not addicted. I feel out my body first. Like today I woke up and I immediately felt my back because I went to the trainers yesterday and I was like, oh hell no, I'm taking a smoke because I have some things to do today. But there are days where my pain is out of 5 and I can manage a 5, and I can manage a 5 without anything except maybe some arthritis rub and a few stretches and some tea, and I can manage a 5 the whole day. I can manage that 5 without painkillers, without, because I don't like taking medicine. I don't like always smoking weed. I don't like having to put things in my body all the time to get through it, but I have to. That's unfortunately the case for my life. And I have to, like, not blame myself for that, because some of these things are just genetic. I honestly just, like, my arthritis is not set on by me being super fat. I lost 120 pounds and it got worse. So now the doctor's like, oh, I think it came on hormonally because my hormones are imbalanced. It's a lot of things. It's just a lot of things that you learn that it's like, even if I was addicted, if this is the worst my addiction will ever get, I'm okay. I'm an okay person in society. I'm not the best person, but I'm an okay person in society. So I like weed for various things. I really like what it does to me. I really like how it makes me feel. I really like how open it makes me. I really like how accepting it makes me, how relaxed it makes me. I think the only thing I don't like is that there's still a stigma on stoners and people who smoke a lot of weed, you know, don't amount to anything. I'm literally getting a bachelor's degree in science in 16 weeks. I amount to a lot of things. No one knows when I'm high. My eyes don't get red even when smoke gets in them. I don't know what the case is. I really think it's because I have dry eye anyway, and that's why. I have dogs around me that are making really weird sounds. You know, there are things, and this is not the case for everyone. I mean, everyone's case is very individual and just very, I guess, in it's important to themselves. Like, your reason for smoking weed needs to be important to you enough for you to do it. And it needs to be separated enough to not be an addiction that is, like, a non-functional addiction. Because I'm going to stop saying addiction is non-functional. Because there are workaholics and functional alcoholics out here who are kicking ass, and you wouldn't even know, you know? And until it really does become like a public thing or something that they are ashamed of, or it really is taking their daily life away, you're not going to ever know that they have an addiction. They're never going to tell you. They can have addiction for years. They can be addicted to something for 20s, 30s of years. And because they're so functional with their addiction, and they know how to kick ass and still, you know, have that doobie or have that drink, have that whiskey, and still can function enough to be a human when they're really high or really drunk or really wasted or whatever the case is for anyone. I understand how that's very dangerous. I also understand how they're probably going through some shit, because let me tell you, I had to go through some shit before I got to the point where I was starting to smoke weed. And from that point on, that's when I started dealing with deaths, like people dying, people passing away, either planned on passing away that they were old or sudden. And that's when I was like, I don't know. I guess I was just, the universe was preparing me for the hardship, because without weed, I remember when my grandfather passed away and I wanted to kill myself because my grandma needed now someone to take care of her. That is my dog. I'm so sorry. And I was scared because I knew exactly who would be the one taking care of her. It would be me because no one else had the time. And that's exactly what was the case. And it was the case for a whole year, 11 months. She was here for 11 months. She had severe dementia, severe sundowners, anxiety, and very bad depression. She was 94. And she passed away in her bed. She had a heart attack. I called 911 and it was very hard. It was a very hard time. That whole 2 years was a very difficult time for me. So when people go, weed is, my dog is having a hissy fit. It's okay, babies. I'm almost done. Weed is something that helps during the really tough memories and the really tough panic attacks and the really... Because I've had panic attacks since I was little, but I've always hidden them really well. I usually... It's a bathroom thing. It's a corner of my room type of thing. It's a hide in the closet and cover yourself with a bunch of pillows thing. It's something I hide. I hide that I have panic attacks. I hide that I have anxiety. I don't hide that I have depression at this point. It's actually kind of a running joke right now because I can't hide that. Because if something does happen in my brain in which I do feel like I need to, and this has happened multiple times, in which I feel like I need to, you know, take my life. Right now, I'm not suicidal at all. No one worry. I'm not even close to it. I'm good. But it's happened multiple times in the past 4 years where I wanted to end it. And I almost did. And I literally told someone who was important to me, I need to be put on suicide watch and I need no pills and nothing sharp around me right now. And I am that functional anxiety person who can separate logic and whatever else is going on with me and say, no, I need to be watched. I need help, you know. So I'm just lucky to have that kind of brain, I guess, in a way. I'm blessed and cursed. There are people in this world who don't get to have that kind of brain and need something. She's now crying under the bed. I'm going to stop this audio now. But I just wanted to tell y'all, weed is great. And if it doesn't work for you, don't feel ashamed. You can still support it. And you can still support people who need it. You don't have to smoke it. You don't have to take it. You don't have to do anything with weed. Just don't, you know, don't be a dick. Don't be a dick in anything in life. Try to see perspective. That's what I'm learning. This year, 2019 has been such a tough year. I'm learning to see perspective. I'm learning that perspective is becoming so important, such a vital part of trying to be a decent person in life. Because let me tell you, the grass is not greener on the other side. The grass just looks different. It looks greener, but trust me, the grass has its own set of fucking problems on the other side. So just try to gain some perspective, not only on other people, but on yourself. It could be a lot worse. It could be a lot better. We get that, you know, but like, just gain some perspective. I'm not telling you to know, be positive, be negative, blah. I don't care about that. Gain some perspective, gain some peace, gain some contentness about your life. Get happy about it. My dog is literally trying to climb out the window. So I'm gonna stop this audio. Thank you for whoever decides to listen. It's been 20 minutes of rambles and nothing better to do with my life. And I hope y'all have a good day.